Welcome into another edition of The World According to Sparky. We talk all things involving Disney, Disney World, and he likes to throw Disneyland stuff in here from time to time as well, so that also could occur. He likes talking about his Disney Vacation Club as well, so it's really Andy's show. I know why they call it The World According to Sparky. It's really The World According to Sparky, to Andy and his family drama is really what this has turned into.
So you talked about it. Are you coming in October now?
That's Andy Spitzer. That's Kay Boris right over there. And Andy's still on Kay and I taking time and going that last week. I don't know.
What's the holdup? Wait. Yeah. I want to talk about Andy's birthday first.
Andy's birthday? No. When is Andy's birthday?
Wednesday
this week.
It's Thursday.
Oh, wait. Today's Tuesday, not Monday. So, yes, Thursday.
Yeah. No, she believes you. She got the day wrong. Yeah. She thought today was Monday because we didn't work yesterday as we record this on Tuesdays. She's a little bit confused at this moment in time.
Thursday.
Yep.
So how old are you?
We can celebrate it both days.
34.
Oh, that's not an important birthday. Nobody cares about 34.
But we care that it's Andy's birthday.
I'll only care when Andy's 40. Then I'll care. But I don't really care that he's 34.
So you're going to rub it in?
When you're 40?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
30's no big deal. Don't let him.
34 means nothing. There's nothing attached to 34
don't
at all.
Listen to him.
What is 34?
Is no big deal.
What does 34 mean? 34 doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't matter. It's a birthday. Yay! Birthday!
So what are you doing for your birthday?
I don't know. Going out for nothing.
Nothing. There you go.
Here's a question. His birthday and embarrass him.
Here's a question for you. Do you guys consider yourself old? Not to be offensive. You do?
I do.
He does not mean
she doesn't. She likes to think that even though her body's falling apart and she has no memory anymore, that she is still young.
I have no gray hair.
You have no gray hair.
I do not dye my hair either.
That is true. No, I have lots of gray hair.
So, I'm not old.
So when was the first birthday you had where you're like, yep, I'm old? What year?
30.
30?
I was so depressed my 30th birthday.
30?
So depressed my 30th birthday.
Why?
I don't know. I was just like, out of the 20s, I was like, oh my God, I'm 30. I'm not even in my 20s anymore. This is horrible. Yeah, 30 was the most depressed I've been on a birthday.
Because 30 years.
40 was kind of, but not really. I was okay.
Well, I mean,
I knew I was
old.
Huh?
You had a newborn.
Yeah, we had Jackson. So I really didn't have time. We had Jackson a couple months earlier. So we had Jackson at the end of February, and then I turned 40 at the end of May. So at that point, I didn't have time to even think about much of anything other than how in the heck am I not going to do something wrong with this baby in my arms. So that was about it.
And we were getting ready to go to Disney World.
Right, and we had Disney World that June. So that was also the Disney trip there, too. So.
Okay, so what's holding you up about October?
Money.
Well, other than that.
That's it.
I just took care of most of it for you.
That's all there is to it, buddy. We got airfare to pay for, and then whatever we decide to do Disney World-wise as far as tickets and fast passes and all that other stuff. That's what it is. I mean, there's nothing else. It's not like, what? What did she say?
She's saying you're going to make it work.
Yeah, I'm going to make it work. Well, then I'm going to get another job because that's how that's going to work.
It's only money.
It's not a big deal. It's only money. Okay, then. All right, so what was your topic you wanted to discuss today, Mr. Andy?
So I wanted to throw a tip out there if you got a trip coming up.
Yeah.
One of my coworkers was talking. She's going to be going in March.
Okay.
And she was lining up her restaurant reservations, and she had a reservation for Chef Mickey's at the Contemporary. She said, I hate going there. My family really wants to go there, but I hate going there. Is there anything else you can recommend that has breakfast that would be better than Chef Mickey's? Because you've been to
Chef
Mickey's.
She's going for the characters?
No, just like she wants a good breakfast. Doesn't have to be characters.
Oh, the breakfast at Hollywood and Vine is awesome.
Really?
It's a breakfast buffet. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Now, again, that's character breakfast. But
it's more money.
But it's a buffet, and I thought it was really good when we went. Yeah. I mean, we don't really do breakfast, so that's about all we got for breakfast experience. But yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So I said, because I don't really like Chef Mickey's. It's just kind of, they put up a bunch of drywall and they have characters like come, because it's not even an enclosed restaurant if you've been to the Contemporary.
Right.
Yeah. We were supposed to go, and that's when Jackson had his double ear infection.
Oh, we never went.
It was an
outgo. Right.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So I've made the suggestion you should go to Whispering Canyon for breakfast.
We've not done that for breakfast. After they ruined the dinner, we never went back.
And I know they've toned it down, but my big argument is she was like, I don't want to go to like a new resort. And I said, like, it's cool to just go to some of these resorts sometimes.
That doesn't
see
feel
what they
like,
have.
Yeah, but when you walk in, that doesn't feel like a new resort. I mean, you feel like you're in the woods.
Yeah. But it's
got
cool.
that like log cabin
kind of
feel.
It has a Wisconsin Dells feel.
Yes,
too.
It feels like you're in the Dells. Yeah, that would
be a good
one.
You've been to Grey Wolf.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
So that's my big tip is like if you have a day off from the parks, sometimes it's just cool to go to these different resorts
right.
and just check them out.
And they all have different foods.
Yeah.
Like desserts.
Yeah. Because there have been a
Let's
couple.
Let's be real. It's all about desserts.
It is for Kay. Yes, that is very
the food
true.
Just, you know.
Because there have been a couple of trips where I was like, man, I just cannot go to my quick service restaurant again. And it helps to get out there. And because like Animal Kingdom Lodge has African based stuff and they have different food all around. So
right.
I would say that if you're got some days off from the park, I would go resort hop, check out some stuff. The kids are sick of the pool and looking
right.
for something to do. Or in my case, get thrown out of the pool.
Well, yeah, that does happen to your family. I was going to say, I don't know many kids that get sick of the pool or whatever. But I mean, again, if we're talking about, you know, off days in Disney World, miniature golf, there's a nice little miniature golf course right there by the Swan and Dolphin. That is part of their deal.
But is it open right now? I thought there was something with refurbishment.
Well, that might be, but it was. I mean, I'm sure it'll be back open in the prime time summer hours, whatever else. But there's miniature golf courses all over the place down there.
Yeah, they got two on property. I think you're talking about the Fantasia Gardens.
Right,
yeah.
Correct.
Yep.
And then they got Winter Summerland at, it's right next to Blizzard Beach.
Yeah, but I mean, you also got Pirate's Cove down in that area.
Oh,
you got a bunch of the normal ones. We used to, when my family and I used to go down there, we would stay at like a Best Western or something.
Yeah.
We stayed at a resort a couple of times, but normally it was like a Best Western or whatever. And then we'd always play golf at Pirate's Cove or whatever once during the vacation. That was a big highlight for us. So there's that to do. And there's other places to go down there other than that. I mean, there's Busch Gardens, which just keeps getting bigger and better as time goes on with the roller coaster rides and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
SeaWorld, which I haven't been to for a ton of time.
I was a little kid when
right.
I went last.
So I'd like to go back and check out SeaWorld at some point and... Chipandco.com has a big feature on SeaWorld today on the front page of their thing, going inside SeaWorld in Orlando for people that want to check that out. If you haven't been there in a long time, based on everything I've seen, it's nothing like it was. Like, if you went to SeaWorld in the 90s, this is not the same SeaWorld you went to.
Well, and Groupon has something for Universal Studios right now, so if you just pop on Groupon, too, you could see what's in the Orlando area.
Right, or that's another one, too, is Universal Studios with their resorts. You can get a lot of discounts on those tickets that you have and everything else. And then if you've never been to Universal, like we always talk about, you know, you get the fast passes at Disney World. You have to pay for the fast pass at Universal. But even though it's like another $100 or whatever it is, it's a better deal, I think. Because if you are going to be going crazy on the rides, people aren't paying that down there. I mean, when we did it, we're like, oh, we're not paying that much money. You're crazy. And their fast pass lines, whatever they call them, there was nobody in them. Like, every ride we went on, there was nobody there. So, fast pass lines at Disney World for Magic Kingdom and the rest of those parks, you're going to still wait 10, 15 minutes, unless you're at one of these after parties or whatever. But otherwise, during the day, you're going to wait 10, 15, 20 minutes or whatever. Universal, you go over there and you pay that money, you're going to walk right on every ride. And there's, like, no lines whatsoever. Like, none.
So, you've been to Universal?
Yeah, we were to Universal
last year,
I think. No, last year, 2 years ago. I don't know. And we went on the old Universal side.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the Harry Potter ride on that side, which was awesome. Had a lot of fun. And I'd been on the old Universal side, obviously, growing up many a times.
Mm-hmm.
But like all the rides I used to go on are pretty much gone.
And that's my big complaint about Universal.
E.T. is still there.
Yeah.
And some of those are still there. But like Hanna-Barbera, the Flintstones one, that was like our favorite one. That one obviously is long gone. That one was gone back when I went in like 2000, 2001, whenever it was. So that I knew was gone. But they got some different ones that are there. Logan, you know, he actually really liked it.
Yeah, he did. He enjoyed it. He just wouldn't go on the roller coaster, bailed after we were waiting in line for like 20 minutes.
And it's the old side. We weren't even on the Adventures Islands of Adventure side, the new side of Universal, where all the good roller coasters are.
Right.
We didn't even pay for that side because I told Kay, I was like, we're not paying for that. He's never going to go on any of those rides,
mm-hmm.
which means now it's him and the 2-year-old Jackson are over on their own while we're going on rides. I don't think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So we never ended up doing it. So it was 2 times ago that we went.
Yeah.
I
just can't go to Universal anymore because when I was a kid, it was cool because I like old movies and they had like the Jaws ride, the King Kong ride, Earthquake.
Yeah, did
and
all
now
of
it's
them.
All gone.
Yeah. Earthquake was awesome.
And like, I don't care about the Minion ride or whatever it is. I just don't care.
Yeah,
it's not for me.
It's a little bit more kid-centric, the old side.
Yeah.
And the Islands of Adventure side is roller coaster centric, where if you're a fan of like Six Flags and stuff like that, that's your hangout, that's your deal over there. But nothing still compares to what Disney World offers.
Nope.
And you were telling me the other day that they're continuing to buy land, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
So where are they buying land at now?
Well, they can just keep building out.
Well, they bought some kind of ranch that they originally wanted when they first started buying land, and the rancher was like, nope, nope, nope. Well, he's now passed on, and the family has decided, yep, we'll sell it to Disney. So they bought that and something adjacent to it, and they say right now they're using it for water preservation. But
could be. Yeah. I mean, remember, this Disney deal down there, is they're like their own city.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got so much land. They got their own area code down there and their own zip code, too, I think. In Disney, so it's at a whole different level.
But once they start buying land adjacent to one another, then then you know
that something may be coming.
Maybe.
So yeah. I think the topic we stumbled upon is good stuff to do when you're not at the parks. When you
absolutely
quote unquote have a day off. So
Disney Springs, obviously.
I've never been to SeaWorld. I've never been to Busch Gardens. It's been probably 20 years since I've been to Universal. Which of the three do you suggest?
Well, it's
heard
been
good things about Busch Gardens.
It's been a long time since I've been to Busch Gardens, as well as SeaWorld, both. Been to Universal. I mean, do you like roller coasters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, then Islands of Adventure, Universal, done. I mean, it's no contest. If you are into roller coasters, then Islands of Adventure wins, and it's not a contest. If you have kids and so forth, I think Busch Gardens or SeaWorld would be good. SeaWorld doesn't have as many animal-friendly things, it doesn't appear, like they used to back in the day. That's become more roller coasters and water rides and stuff like that at SeaWorld,
yeah,
more so than before. And Busch Gardens, you know, at one point didn't have a bunch of roller coasters, and now they've continued to add on, too, because everybody's competing for that entertainment dollar. So nothing is like it used to be, and that's something that, you know, if we were to go on this trip with you, if that were to happen, that wouldn't be a bad idea either, to go to Busch Gardens for one day or go to SeaWorld for a day or something like that and check out, you know, the updated versions of these other things. What?
I didn't say anything.
You're giving me that look like I don't want to go to Busch Gardens or SeaWorld. I want to go where I know I love.
Anything.
Yeah, you're giving me that look.
So I was told that you don't want to go with me. That was sources have told me you've said that off the air.
No, not at all. No, I don't know where we're going to come up with the money. That my issue is the money aspect. She doesn't care about that aspect of it. I do kind of care about that aspect.
We'll figure it out.
But you got 8 months, 9 months.
8 months, yeah.
9 months.
Yeah, I understand. Right. So the key is going to be how this all plays out here in the next few months. And I don't know. We'll see. It's not like I don't want to go. I would love to go. And then not taking the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know how she's going to deal with that.
There's Skype and stuff, right?
Dude, she couldn't handle us dropping off the 2-year-old at daycare a little bit earlier on our off day yesterday so we could go to the Bucks game. She was like emotionally like frazzled and crying because we dropped him off like an hour early. Couldn't handle it. And you're going to convince me that we're going to go away for a week?
Thanks for putting that out there.
From that boy? There's no way. If this does happen, you're going to have to put up with Jackson in the room with all of us. That's how that's going to end up happening because she's never going to leave the boy. Tell you that right now. Yeah.
We'll get a soundproof room or something.
Yeah,
for him.
I don't know. I'm just telling you. Be ready to deal with that. He's Andy. That's Kay. I'm Sparky. Have a good one.
Toodles.